Hello.
Hello, this is a message from NASCAR. You've been selected to participate in a brief phone survey. If you are a NASCAR fan, press 1. If you're not a... Thank you. If you would like to help us by giving us valuable fan feedback, press 2 now. Thank you. Please hold.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Jeff Gallagher. Thank you very much for taking part in the NASCAR survey. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine.
First of all, can I ask your name?
Yes, Richard M. Burgess.
And you live in, actually there's two people. Hi, this is Delexia Cole. And you live in what part of America?
The Greenville, Mississippi.
Okay.
We really do appreciate NASCAR fans taking part in the test survey. We like to ask the fans how they'll receive the change, and it kind of helps us to gauge what our fans want.
If there was one thing about NASCAR that you could change, what would it be probably?
I probably want to have more night races.
And you've been watching NASCAR now for how long?
Probably about 20 years.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're a big fan.
Yes, sir.
Well, we sure do appreciate you taking some time out just to answer some basic questions.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that we're working on, we're in product development, trying to, you know, get the NASCAR name out there a little more. We were thinking about taking Dale Earnhardt Jr. and maybe giving him an acting role, maybe putting him in a remake of Dukes of Hazzard and having him play Bo.
I tell you what, my wife would like to see that.
Terrific. Actually, and our next question kind of has something to do with Dale himself. Dale and us right now are in talks to bring back the number 3 car that was, of course, was his father's. And we'd like to find out first how, as a NASCAR fan, what would you think if we brought back the number 3 car?
You're kind of walking on touchy ground, but it doesn't matter to me.
Well, he has signed up, and he is on board with it, and we've paired him with a fantastic racer. He's from Kenya. His name is Lamangio Smith. He's the first African-American race car driver, and we've teamed him up with Dale.
We even have a sponsor for it, and we feel it's going to take off. What do you think about that, Mr. Burgess? We love feedback, so please just give us your honest, blunt feedback.
Actually, if we could, what we wanted to do was play you down the main hook of the commercial that's going to air on television, if we could do that for you so you could hear it.
Well, you know... It's NASCAR, not NASCAR.
Sir.
As far as I'm concerned.
Sir, this is the Delexia Cole. I am African-American.
We here at NASCAR would like to include all people of all colors into NASCAR. We feel
you know,
that...
That's where I think you're wrong, see? Because there are white sports, there are black sports.
We've been influenced by the Tiger Woodses of the world. I mean, we're all one, sir. And if we could, the name of the sponsor is Soul Glow. And Lamangelo Smith, Dale Earnhardt. Hello.
Hello.
What's the name of the sponsor?
Soul Glow. It's an urban hair care product.
Sorry. Let's you mean play. Like Jerry Curl?
It's not Jerry Curl. It's not like that. I don't believe people have used Jerry Curl for 20 years. But would you hear the commercial? Hear Soul Glow. Okay. Well, that's the main brunt of the commercial. What do you think?
See, this is the kind of shit I'm talking about. Every time you try to have a good time, it has to turn into some politically correct shit. And next thing you know, it's just going to turn into a, you know.
Well, we would like to increase African-American attendance at NASCAR events.
Why?
Well, we're trying to, you know what?
NASCAR is the biggest sport in America right now. Why do you want to...
Because African-Americans spend money, and they love to come out, and I think they'd love to party at a NASCAR event with all the other NASCAR viewers.
Have you seen over in Atlanta where they have that black festival every year?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much crime there is every year?
Sir, there are crimes at every major sporting event, and you know what?
Hang on. Well, now, if you want my opinion, let me give it to you.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
NASCAR is the number one sport in America.
If I could, I just want to play the commercial down the phone.
One more time. Just listen to it.
Just to give you...
I've already heard the damn thing.
Okay, just...
Just listen to it. It's very entertaining.
All right, you like that?
I don't want to listen to the thing again.
Mr. Burgess, let's just...
I've already heard the... commercial, and if you'd let me give you my opinion...
But we just want to play it one more time here for you, sir.
Just listen to
sir.
I don't want to...
What do you think?
Are you going to let me tell you what I think?
Okay, Mr. Burgess.
Sorry, go ahead.
I think it's a bunch of shit. Every time black people get into sports, and look how they act when the Lakers win. Bunch of goddamn.
So your argument to this is that it's going to cause crime at the
My argument to it is it doesn't need to happen.
What do you think is going to happen if black people join NASCAR?
Okay, if you want my opinion, let me give it to you. Did you see the Rodney King video about 10 years ago?
Yeah, Mr. Burgess.
He's driving about as fast as a NASCAR driver.
Mr. Burgess,
sir, I don't understand what you're saying.
Hold on, you wanted my fucking opinion. Let me fucking give you my fucking opinion without fucking interrupting me again.
Mr. Burgess.
Yeah, the fucking black people can drive as fast as they want.
How would you feel about Puff Daddy?
Got 10 police officers out there with fucking billy clubs. It's not going to do anybody fucking good.
What do you mean they can drive as fast? I don't understand.
They fucking drive fast all the time. They won't let you fucking get in their lane. They won't move over to let you change lanes, but they'll fucking go fast.
Who is they?
So, sir.
You're going to have the fucking dry riding, the fucking low riders with the damn purple lights look like fucking machines fucking doing the little car dances on the fucking two wheels. Blasting all that goddamn fucking rap music, all that fucking Snoop Dogg. No, I don't fucking like it. And if you're asking for my fucking goddamn opinion, I'm gonna fucking give it to you.
Sir,
no,
sir,
do not.
Sir,
fucking black people need to be in a fucking NASCAR.
Sir, sir,
NASCAR, not black car. It's not NASCAR. It's fucking NASCAR. Can white people have one fucking goddamn thing without a bunch of fucking goddamn niggers coming in and fucking it all up? No, the answer is fucking no.
Sir, we're gonna get Snoop Dogg to. Well.
Oh,
I'm back.
NASCAR?
Yeah. Black cars, NASCAR.
Look, I took part in your goddamn survey.
Mr. Burgess.
Sir,
Mr. Burgess.
We're in talk.
Mr. Burgess.
Sir.
I guarantee you this is not even fucking NASCAR. This is probably some goddamn black people organization trying to fucking get some money out of me.
No, we're not trying to get money out of you. Lamangelo Smith won the Kenyan 600 last year.
What
he's more than qualified.
The fucking Kenyan fucking 600?
It's a Bush League. It's a Bush League series.
What fucking riding? Tigers?
Sir! Sir!
Mr. Burgess!
Sir, we are actually in talks right now to let Snoop Dogg, you had previously mentioned, open up the Daytona 500 this year.
You know how many fucking NASCAR fans are registered with the NRA?
Queen Latifah's gonna have the opening flag.
Who the fuck is that?
She was in Chicago. She's a great, beautiful African-American actress.
What the fuck does she have to do with it? See, you're fucking trying to get me to buy something. You're fucking trying to get me to buy something or buy into your fucking goddamn politics, and the answer is no. I've taken part in your fucking survey. I don't want any fucking cooked in fucking NASCAR. Every time I pick up the fucking phone, it's another fucking damn fucking want some fucking handout because some fucking Kunta Kinte was a fucking slave 500 years ago. Damn you fucking people. Why don't you fucking call somebody else then? I'm taking your fucking survey. I'm fucking.
Oh, God damn. I don't think we can call him back. I just don't think we can.
We have to. Let's just see what happens.
Hello? Damn mother.
So you don't like Fog Low number 3?
Survey. I'm not talking to you any more. I'm not buying any damn Jerry Curl. I'm not a fucking damn porch you motherfucking damn cocksucking son of a fucking bitch. Don't you fucking damn call me again, you motherfucking sucking damn Nick Lovin, son of a fucking bitch, Democrat motherfucker, ball sucker, son of a fucking damn bitch.
He said ball sucker. Oh my God.
Democrat ball sucker.
I have never heard the term ball sucker.